The annual Professional Performance Review, or APPR, entails evaluating teachers based on students' test scores as an avenue toward improving public education. School boards and districts are concerned that directives for the evaluations that have come out of Albany are unclear, and they worry about the effects of assessments on students. Dennis Tompkins is a spokesperson for the State Education Department.
We've approved 80 plans so far from different size districts across the state, big and small. We've received more than 300 so far. We're moving forward as quickly as we can to approve as many plans as possible. We're working diligently with the districts to try to resolve any questions we may have or any concerns they may have.
With a January deadline looming, 400 districts have yet to submit plans, subject to collective bargaining with unions.
The law requires them to have an approved plan in place by January 17th of next year, or else districts will forfeit their school aid increase for this year. But we're confident that a significant number of districts will begin submitting plans shortly. About 2 weeks ago, we approved 10 model plans, and we advised districts to look at those plans and sort of pick which one works best for them and move forward with those plans.
The APPR grades teachers on a 100-point scale, ranging from highly effective, between 91 and 100, to ineffective, that's 0 to 64. Evaluations must be based 20 to 25% on students' progress on state tests or other measures, 15 to 20% on how students do on locally chosen measures, and 60% on classroom observations. Many districts are grappling with measuring student progress this year so they can assess the 80% of teachers whose students do not take standardized tests. Harry Phillips is a member of the New York State Board of Regents. He sympathizes with those districts that have had little time to deal with the tedious process of getting their evaluation systems up and running.
It's very difficult to read the law and understand that while we say that the local tests count 20% and the state tests count 20% with some adjustments when we get to evaluated model, the fact is that the scoring ranges make it impossible to be other than labeled ineffective. If you're like the students under this teacher compared with like children, if you can find an algorithm that does that correctly, if your students don't make as much progress as the other kids in either the state or local assessment, you must be labeled ineffective, which makes the tests much more highly weighted in certain cases than in any other state.
Phillips says teachers are discouraged by the rating system.
Some people wanted these ratings to be made foilable by newspapers, which was true in California, causing terrible distress. The anomaly that people, I don't think, can get their heads through is that in certain cases, because of statistical anomalies, some of the best teachers of the state will be labeled the worst teacher. How is that possible? My daughter is principal of a very high-performing elementary school in Park Slope, PS 321, which is a unique school. The PTA raised $800,000 for an arts program. Her kids perform very well. They almost have no place to go but down. If they can find like kids, maybe the same is true. But some, because a kid this year will miss a question, they didn't miss, the equivalent class didn't miss last year, it's likely that some of the best teachers will be labeled ineffective when in fact they're terrific.
Dennis Tompkins believes the kinks in the system will, in time, be worked out.
SED, the commissioner, and the Board of Regents are committed to getting solid plans in place and approved by January 17th. We're doing everything we can at the department to make that happen, and we're confident that the districts and the local unions are working hard to make it happen as well.
Tompkins says the APPR plan will eventually accomplish the Education Department's goal of creating a better class experience for students. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.